Generally, we expect that the farther south you go, at least in the northern hemisphere, the more intense the sunlight will be, and therefore the warmer it's going to be. So if we think about comparing temperatures in New York to temperatures in Florida, we'd expect temperatures in Florida to be warmer. In South Florida, even though we're getting roughly the same amount of energy, actually in South Florida, and particularly coastal Florida, they get a lot of that energy, that solar energy, is being used up to warm up the oceans to providing evaporation, which means that there's less going to sensible heat flux, changing the temperature of the air. Now, as we move northwards, as we start to get up into the panhandle and particularly into north central Florida up towards Georgia, what's happening is we're getting farther away from the influence of the sea. So either those places are getting the same amount of incoming solar radiation, except a place like Lake City or somewhere up on the Georgia border is now actually getting higher temperatures because there's no nearby ocean to absorb that energy, and there's no nearby ocean upon which or from which that energy could be used in evaporating water. So, in fact, yeah, when we look at the extremes, the highest temperatures likely in Florida, we see the reverse of what we might expect, which is that the extreme temperatures tend to be